Father God, we thank you for this story from John chapter 11. We thank you that this story, this amazing story, has been recorded for us. Father, help us to learn from this story now and help us to be encouraged by it. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, friends, I'm just going to give you a chance to talk to the person next to you. And if you have an answer, if you don't, that's okay. But just share with the person next to you. Was there something that you liked about that story? So just turn to the person next to you and ask each other that question. Just something that you liked about that story. And just be one thing, or something that you found interesting, or something that stood out to you in that story. Now, friends, might just get you to just pause there for the moment. Please keep having that conversation, and please keep sharing what you liked about the passage. A great thing to keep talking about over dinner. And just going to give you an opportunity now, if you would like, to share one of your answers. You don't have to do this, no pressure, but it'd be great to hear what some people thought about the passage. If you feel nervous about sharing, just think about it this way. Your answer could encourage somebody else. That's why we want to do this. So if you would like to share something now, please, what did you like about the passage? We're not trying to give an explanation for it, but just simply what you liked about it. So please throw up your hand or call out if you'd like to share something. Yeah, Kai.
You can see that when he prays to raise Lazarus, when he prays that, like, I thank you that you've heard me, about how he's doing different things. I found that quite tough.
That's great. So Jesus didn't respond in anger when people criticized him. He had quiet confidence in God the Father. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Jenny. Yeah.
And that if you have enough belief in Jesus and God, then you don't die.
Yeah.
He was able to bring Lazarus back.
Yeah.
And he also showed emotion. It's people find it out here as a character, but they don't really get there. She has heart surprising that she shows a crying.
So Mary and that's great. That's great. So Mary and Martha believed. They believed in Jesus and that he could raise the dead. They didn't think he was going to necessarily do it there and then. They thought maybe later on, but they believed. And Jesus had emotion, didn't he? Jesus wept. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Anyone else like to share? Yeah. Hello, Emma. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So he liked how Mary kneeled before Jesus, and then they went to the tomb and Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out," and then they took his grave clothes off. Yeah, that's great, guys. Well, friends, let me just share a few things from the passage as well. First of all, I want to share about this man called Alfred Noble. Now, an interesting story about Alfred Noble. First of all, he was known for inventing dynamite. Some people might be thinking, wow, dynamite, I love blowing stuff up. But this is what happened to him. He invented dynamite. Now, about 20 years later, a French newspaper reported that he was dead. Perhaps blew himself up, I don't know. But the report was that he was dead. But he was very much alive. And so when he got his newspaper this day and read the newspaper, he read that he was dead. He thought, oh, this is interesting. But he wasn't too impressed by what he read. It said, Alfred Nobel, the inventor of death. Alfred Nobel, the merchant of death. Alfred Nobel, the man who became rich by finding quicker ways to kill people. The French newspaper was not very impressed with his invention of dynamite. Now, this actually stirred Alfred Nobel and made him actually think, what will people actually say at my funeral? What sort of legacy am I going to leave? And so when Alfred Nobel actually did die, people were very surprised when they saw what was in his will. His fortune was left to establish prizes for extraordinary achievements in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace, which is now known as the Nobel Peace Prize. So despite inventing dynamite, he was a very peace-orientated man, and that's the legacy that he ended up leaving, the Nobel Peace Prize. 560 awards have been, Nobel Peace Prizes have been awarded. Now, the point of me sharing that story is that Alfred Nobel, well, he was dead, but he was actually very much alive. But he wasn't really dead. Well, in this story, we actually read about a man who was well and truly dead. But Jesus brings him back to life. What did Jesus say? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. What did Jesus say when he was at the tomb? He said, Lazarus, come out. And dead people listened to Jesus. And Lazarus came out of the tomb. This story gives us real, true hope that life after death is possible. And we also see again in this story, just like we saw in the story in the previous week with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that no other God can save this way. No other God can save like Jesus does in this passage. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were as good as dead. But God saved them. This man was dead, and Jesus called him back from the grave. Now, friends, here are three observations from the passage, or things to be think about and be reminded of. First of all is this, the reality of death. The second is Jesus' confidence, which Kai referred to. And the third is Jesus' words are backed up by action. Let me just touch on each of these briefly. First of all, we are reminded in this passage that death is a reality, isn't it? It's something that one day we all will face and experience. It's a sad tragedy. Now, did you know that 55 million people die every year? That's twice the population of Australia. 150,000 people die each day. That's the population of Campbelltown. 6,000 people die every hour, 105 people every minute, and 2 people every second. Now, death is a reality. Now, sometimes death is something that is distant from us. It's the furthest thing from our minds. But sometimes death feels a lot closer to us. Maybe you've known someone recently who has passed away, or you've recently been to a funeral. And Jesus has to break the news to his disciples. Lazarus is dead. And understandably, the sisters are in extreme grief in this passage. And also, the community shares in that grief as well. Do you notice how the Jewish community came to support them as well? And even Jesus wept. The shortest sentence in the Bible, Jesus wept. Jesus had emotions just like us. And just like Jesus, weeping is an appropriate response to death. We are to weep and mourn and grieve when death happens. But we can also do that in community as well, can't we? Just like the Jews did that in community. We can support each other in that time. And so we're first of all reminded in this passage that death is a reality. But we are also reminded and see in this passage Jesus' confidence. Jesus' confidence in the face of death. Jesus says, this sickness will not end in death. And even after hearing about this sickness, Jesus stays where he was for 2 more days. He has confidence that this sickness will not end in death. He also says that this sickness will bring God more glory, and that God's Son will be glorified through it. And the rest of the story shows us that, doesn't it? But we see that Jesus is relaxed. He is in control. He is confident over death. He feels the emotion. He feels the pain. He feels the anguish. But he is confident. And Jesus also, by going back, is putting himself at risk of death as well. The Apostle Thomas says, Lord, or all the disciples say, if you go back, the Jews, they will try and kill you just like before. But Jesus is confident in the mission that God has given him. He is confident that he too will defeat death and rise again from the grave. And so essentially, by Jesus going back, he is giving his own life for Lazarus' life. And so Jesus is confident in the face of death, and we can share in that confidence. He says, your brother will rise again. I am the resurrection and the life. Lazarus, come out. Jesus speaks with confidence and authority over death. And he allows this story to unfold in this way for the benefit of those that were here, but also for our benefit today as well. So yes, death is a reality, but we can be confident in our Saviour. And the final thing is this. Jesus' words are backed up by action. Jesus, imagine if Jesus went to this tomb and said, Lazarus, come out, and nothing happened. Jesus' words are backed up by action. He says, this sickness will not end in death. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. But it's also backed up by action as well. He goes to the tomb, he prays to the Father, he calls Lazarus out, and the dead person listens to Jesus. It would have been a huge disappointment, a huge anticlimax, if Lazarus stayed dead. But that's not what happened. The dead man came out. Lazarus came back to life. Jesus' words are backed up by action in this story. So what is our response to be when we hear this story? Well, our first response is to believe. Jesus says some of the most powerful words in the Bible. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though they die. It's a promise for us. And he who lives by believing in me will never really die. We are to believe. But belief is also meant to be backed up by action as well, isn't it? If we believe in Jesus, then we will take action for Jesus in our lives. We will do what he says. We will obey his commands. So belief and trust in Jesus is also shown in action as well. And the reality is, in the Bible, that one day everyone will be raised from the dead. Believers and unbelievers will be raised and have to give an account before Jesus, whether they believed in him or not. And so therefore, this is something that we need to take seriously this evening. Now, one final thought to consider this evening. I find it really interesting in the story that Jesus waits 2 days before going back to the body. Did you notice that in the story? He deliberately waits 2 days. And Mary and Martha expressed their frustration a little bit at Jesus. Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. Jesus seems to deliberately delay going to the aid of Mary and Martha and Lazarus straight away. In the end, it's 4 days when he arrives. Now, what this shows me, and hopefully shows you, is that our timing and God's timing can be very different sometimes, can't it? I can sometimes get frustrated at God when I feel like that he is not answering a prayer immediately or doing what I want him to do straight away. But perhaps sometimes God is deliberately delaying. He knows what he's doing. And the reason given in the story is though so that God will get more glory and so that the Son will be glorified. So maybe sometimes God doesn't answer prayer immediately because there is something much bigger going on, something that's going to bring him more glory. And so that takes a lot of trust, doesn't it? And that's definitely the result of Mary and Martha. I'm sure that their faith was deepened by the delay, and their trust in Jesus was even deeper after this story had occurred. And so we are to believe, and we are to keep on trusting God and his perfect timing in things. Now, Jesus got to the tomb and he was sad and he said, roll away the stone. But Martha said, Lord, if we roll away the stone, this man, he's been dead for 4 days. There will be a bad odor. But Jesus said to her, did I not say that if you believe that you would see the glory of God? And so they rolled away the stone. And then Jesus prayed, Lord, I know that you are with me. I know that you hear me and that you always hear me. But I pray this for the benefit of those that are here, that they will see and believe that I am the Son of God, And then Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And he came out. He had the cloth on his arms and his feet and on his face. And Jesus said, "Take it off. Take off his grave clothes and let him go." Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this story. We thank you and praise you for sending your son Jesus to defeat and conquer death. We are grieved by the reality of death in this world, and we know that it is a consequence of us turning our backs on you. But we thank you that you sent your son to experience death, to endure death, and to one day raise us from the dead. And so I pray that, yeah, this story this evening will deepen our faith and trust in Jesus. And we look forward to that day when Jesus will call our name and that we will stand before him and receive the crown of life. Please help us to keep on believing, even when it feels like you're not answering our prayers or delaying. Help us to keep on believing and trusting. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.